Okay, Chevra. So, as I mentioned, I just wanted to talk about Hilchos Pesach Begadol. I'd like to start with not the halachos of Pesach, but with the halachos of Chodesh Nisan, which we are currently in. So, I'd like to focus on three areas of halacha that come up in Chodesh Nisan. There's the issue of Birkas Ha'ilanos, the fact that there are brachos that we recite when we see trees that begin to flower during Chodesh Nisan. Then I'd like to talk about halachos of purchasing meat for yantiv, etc. And then I also want to talk about Ma'os Pitim. Hopefully, we'll be able to cover all of this in the 7 hours that we have remaining. So let's get to work. Birkas Ha'ilanos, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Mem Gimel Mem Beis. Rav Yehuda says, "Haima denafik biyomei Nisan b'chazi ilanin tchum alav levi omer brash lo chiser bo lama klum uvaravu v'yosavos yomanosavos v'hinos v'hem or lahisna os v'hem b'nei adam." In other words, Rav Yehuda says, and this is in a Gemara that's in the context of Birkas Hareyach, there in Brachos Mem Gimel. Rav Yehuda says, if a person goes out in the days of Nisan, that's the lashon yomei Nisan, and the person sees trees are beginning to flower, so there is a special bracha that is recited. There is a machlokes harishonim about what exactly are the parameters of this bracha. What I'm saying now comes a lot from Rabbi Neuberger's Sefer, the Ikvei Moshe on Inyanei Brachos. The Tur has a comment that im icher lavarich had achash agadlo apiras leivarichod. The Torah says that you don't make the bracha once the fruits have already grown. The Beis Yosef quotes from the Mordechai that although what the Torah says makes sense, the Mordechai writes that if you did not make the bracha until the fruits have grown, you can still make the bracha afterwards. So it's a machlokas between the Tur and the Mordechai. Do I make a bracha after the fruits have grown? Now, some argue, Rabbi Neuberger quotes in his Sefer, some argue that there's really no machlokas between the Tur and the Mordechai, that they're talking about ideally you should make the bracha before the fruits grow, but the Mordechai says if you didn't. However, the Pashtus and the way the Beis Yosef quotes it is that there is a machlokas. So what's the nature of this machlokas? So it would seem that according to the Mordechai, the machlokes relates to some, the machlokes is according to the Mordechai, the nusach of the bracha, the takana of this bracha is making a bracha on chiddush, making a bracha when you see that something is new, and as such, if I did not make the bracha on the fruits the first time I see it, I can make the bracha on the fruits after I see them. Rabbi Neuberger explains that what the Mordechai is getting at is that the bracha is something like the bracha of Shehechiyanu. We have a number of brachos which are akin to the bracha of Shehechiyanu. When a person gets good news, the person recites the bracha Tova Hametiv. A person has not seen a friend for a while, you recite the bracha of Mechaya Hamesim. The basic yesod is that the ideal time to make the bracha is before the fruits have grown, when you first see that first luvluv, the first bit of budding. That's the ideal time to make the bracha. However, once the fruit have grown already, according to the Mordechai, you can still make a bracha because that feeling, that sensation of chiddush still remains. That's the way the Mordechai understands it. So again, let me just repeat. I don't think I said it precisely the first time. According to the Torah, you can only make the bracha before the fruits grow, when you see the levlov. According to the Mordechai, you can even make the bracha after the fruits grow. And the Hesber HaDavar is that according to the Mordechai, the bracha is some sort of bracha like Shehechiyanu. The ideal time to make it is before the fruits grow, but since I still feel the chiddush of the new fruit after they have grown, according to the Mordechai, Rabbi Neuberger shows that the nusach of the Maharil is that the Maharil writes, a person who forgot to make a Shehechiyanu, the first time you see, let's say, a new fruit, etc., the person can make the bracha of Shehechiyanu afterwards. And the Maharil says it's doma to the bracha of Ilanos. Birkas Ha'ilanos is somehow similar to the bracha of Shehechiyanu. So that's befeirish, that the bracha is something akin to the bracha of Shehecheyanu. However, the based on this, we can explain why many people don't recite the Birkas HaIlanos. Many people don't recite brachos on new fruits at all. When I was in college here, so I had a friend, Meir Salapachik, and he composed a song. We are briskers and we do things right. We shave our whiskers, we are very bright. We keep Shabbat until very late. We learn a lot, we are very great. But we don't learn Musar and Chassidut. And we don't make Shehecheyanu on new fruit. Right? So it's a beferisha part, a beferisha stanza in the We Are Briskers song, is that we don't make Shehecheyanu on new fruit. What's the Hezra not making Shehecheyanu new fruit? The Hezra is that the Gemara in Eiruv in the Daf Mem tells me that the Shehecheyanu Akrachadita is only a Rishos. And because it's only a Rishos, many people don't make a bracha when they see new fruit all year long, especially in our times that you can access new fruit basically all year. If you know which market to go to, you can always get a fruit from any part of the world. Many people don't recite the bracha of Shehecheyanu on new fruit. There are many people also who do not recite the bracha on ha'ilanos, Birkas ha'ilanos. It's becoming more popular now. Certain people like hang up signs from their trees with the nusach ha'bracha. I remember as a kid, it wasn't like popular to recite Birkas ha'ilanos. The hezber of this might be along the lines of Miss Mordechai, that the Birkas ha'ilanos is something like the bracha of Shehecheyanu. It's a rishos, and therefore it's the type of thing that people are not as careful about as they are with other brachos. However, the Torah is saying a different mahalach. The Torah's mahalach, Rabbi Neuberger explains, is that the bracha of Birkas Ha'ilanos is really the bracha on a new season. When you see the Levluv Chadash, when you see the first budding of the tree, that shows that there's a new season. And when there's a new season, I have to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam that I have gone from season A into season B. And therefore, there's a bracha that's made on the change of the seasons. If anything, this bracha is most akin to the bracha of Birkas HaChama. Once every 28 years, the sun ends up in the same place where the sun was in Sheshes Yimei Breishis, when it was created. It's always on the Wednesday, Birkas HaChama, that's why it works out. So Birkas HaChama is a bracha that is made ki'ilu on a new season. Now what's interesting is that the bracha that I make on a new season involves a sense of iyun, a sense of thinking. The sun today looks the same as it's going to look the day of Birkas HaChama day. But when I have a real sense of looking at the situation and I recognize b'iyun what is going on, so then I can recite the Birkas HaChama. Similarly, one can argue that the bracha on the new fruit, the Birkas HaIlanos, when the trees begin to flower, that bracha requires a certain degree of perceptiveness. I walk by a tree. Most often, I don't pay attention to the trees I walk by. The trees are just there. But now I walk by and I have a perception, oh, there's something new over here. And I'm misboning in it. And I think, well, what is this new thing? Oh, it shows that there's a new season. It shows that things are beginning to blossom. So the bracha that I'm making is a bracha on the hisboninus. The practice that some people make a big deal about Birkas HaIlanos and they go out of the way to make the bracha might be because these brachos on hisboninus are brachos that we go out of our way to make. Everyone makes the bracha on Birkas HaChama. Now, who's going to miss Birkas HaChama? You have an opportunity once every 28,
Let's say 28 years. There was a shaila actually. Reb Chaim Kanievsky was once working with the stapler on the way to do Birkas Hachama, and they see a new flowering tree. So the shaila was, which bracha do you make first? Do you make, right? On the one hand, tadir she'eno tadir, tadir kaidem. I think it's pretty obvious that Birkas Hachama is less tadir than virtually anything else in on the planet. On the other hand, one can argue, here, this is Reb Nissen Kaplan, is one of the Rosh Yeshiva and the Mir Yeshiva in Yerushalayim. So Reb Nissen Kaplan, in his Sefer Shalmei Nissan, this is on page 252. So he talks about when the stapler went out to see Birkas Hachama, he also sees trees for the first time. He had a suffix, which one do you make first? Birkas Hailanos is Tadir. Birkas Hachama is not Tadir. However, the bracha of Birkas Hachama is the bracha of Oysa Masa Bereshis, which is the Nusach HaBracha that we recite all the time. No thunder, lightning, you see big mountains, you recite Oysa Masa Bereshis. So, which bracha do you recite first? On the one hand, the Nusach HaBracha of Oysa Masa Bereshis is Tadir. On the other hand, this particular Birkas Hachama is certainly not Tadir. If Chaim Kanievsky had a raya, mamish, they're walking in the street on the way to Birkas Hachama. Chaim Kanievsky has a raya from a Rashi in Sukkah Daf Nun Vav, etc. I'm not exactly sure what the raya is. He doesn't tell me. And that's what they did. They ended up making Birkas Hachama first, then they made Birkas Ha'ilanos. Reb Chaim Kanievsky then wrote later on that the suffix was before they left shul. And the shaila is, where do they go? Do they go to the new tree? Apparently they knew the new tree is there. Where do they go to the place where they see the sun? Lemaisa, they decided to go to the Birkas Hachama out Tircha de Tzibura. And it wasn't based on a real hachra'a lahalacha. This is, again, I don't know who's like hanging around exactly to chap the exact conversations between Reb Chaim and the and the stapler. Yeah, it could be right. The sun is there. They did. It's not. So there is a letter that, again, I'm just reading the way Reb Nissen Kaplan quotes it, that the stapler wrote that the shaila is which bracha they should make first. He brings a raya that on Sukkah Daf Nun Vav we say that Shechiyanu is more tadir than Sukkah, even though the Zman of Matzah and Pri Chodosh is not the Zman of Sukkah. It's a different bracha Shechiyanu. Nonetheless, they're all considered Birkas HaZman. Right, so you see that the fact that it's the same Nusach HaBracha is enough to make it Tadir. Apparently that was the Raya that they were being mefalpel in, etc. Okay, so it's an interesting question, but the fact is that there seems to be some sort of dimyon between Birkas HaIlanos and Birkas HaChama. We also have a question, maybe Birkas HaIlanos is something along the lines of a Shechiyanu. If it's along the lines of a Shechiyanu, so then one could argue that what? One could argue that you make the bracha whenever you see it the first time. Right? Is there an inyan of being makdim, being mizareis, to get the Birkas HaIlanos as soon as possible? Right, it could be that by Birkas Hachama, you want to say the bracha right the first thing at sunrise. Again, I don't know. You can be mafap on this type of question for many years. But yeah.
Getting back to your tradition, you mentioned the mahalach that it's maybe perhaps the bracha you're making on a new season.
A new season with his bonus.
I don't know if it's like, hold on, like you made it to a new season, or just like the trees made it's like a new season. But if so, what's the shot in fruit as opposed to new leaves.
That's a good question. In other words, I think the pshat, what you're asking is, how come the bracha is only in Birkas HaIlanos? Maybe when you see vegetables, etc. So my understanding is that the Ilanos happen first.
The Ilanos.
So meaning not meaning other trees, what about? Like other trees that have.
Oh, wait. So there is a discussion. Reb Kiva Eger has a suffix about do you recite the bracha of Birkas HaIlanos on trees of Arla? Do you recite the bracha on Ilanei Srak, on trees that don't produce fruits? And the Mishnah Brura paskins that you do not recite the bracha on Ilanei Srak. And the Safik and Reb Kiva Eger also, I think, he paskins that you don't recite the bracha. L'cha'ora, these issues might be totally zebizet. If the bracha is because there is a chidush ha'una, it's considered a new season, so the fact that I don't get benefit from this tree, it's arla, or the fact that the tree doesn't give me benefit because it's an ilan srak, but it doesn't matter, it's a new season. On the other hand, if the bracha is something akin to the bracha of shehachiyanu, so then one could argue that if you don't really get benefit from it, so then you should not recite the bracha. This is again the way the Achronim put the question together. So basically what we have over here are two different perspectives on Birkas HaIlanos. Is the bracha a bracha on the new season, or is the bracha a bracha that comes because of the simcha that happens? There's a discussion in the Achronim, the first tshuva in Yechavadas, is let's say I don't live in the northern hemisphere. Let's say I live in the southern hemisphere. Is this bracha dafka bracha on Chodesh Nisan? Right? The trees begin to flower in the southern hemisphere in September, not in April, no? Or let's say you have a cold April, like this year, right? Can you make the bracha on Chodesh Iyar? So there's a ritva already who says that since the Nusach of the Gemara is B'Yomei Nisan, that's the first Shuvin Yechavadas, and this is the bracha is Yomei Nisan, so then you could even recite the bracha in Iyar. And my understanding is that Bizman Einu in our country is most often the Chodesh Nisan is not the time when it really is beginning to flower. It ends up being in Chodesh Iyar. One could argue, though, that if the bracha is a bracha like on the Shehechiyanu, so then whenever you begin to see the new fruits, that's when you make the bracha. If the bracha is on the season, which involves hisponinus, so then maybe I should go out of my way to see something that flowers dafka during Nisan, and then maybe dafka during Nisan is when we see that there's a new season. Again, these are just possibilities that we can make within this question about the nusach or about the Birkas HaIlanos. So that's the first har. I should note also that Reb Kiva Eger's note that maybe you don't make the bracha on the peri of Orla because you can't get hana from it is interesting, because I make the bracha all the time on fruits I can't get hana from. You hang up a sign on your tree. Right? Make a bracha. Now, do I have any hana from your tree? Am I allowed to go and cop your fruit? I'm stealing if I go and I cop your fruit. No? I'm not allowed to cop it. So it's hard to understand what Reb Kiva Eger means unless the bracha really is a bracha of, if the bracha is a bracha on hana'ah that theoretically I could get hana'ah from, so I could distinguish between the bracha on your tree and the bracha of Arla. Arla is something even theoretically I can't get hana'ah from. What would you say a woman supposed to make the bracha of Birkas HaIlanos? Because it means to say Shazman Grama. So that's also, it's a question that's worth focusing on. If the bracha, l'chayra, is like a bracha of Shehechiyanu, so then avada, they should make the bracha. If the bracha is a bracha on a new season, so then l'chaora, it is something like, it is a mitzvah essay, Shazman Grama.
And mitzvah seser shas mangram, again, Ashkenazi women make the bracha, but technically women are going to be exempt from. So again, they have in the Kuntres of Nissen Kaplan that he writes that the Har Tzvi, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, has a discussion that maybe it is mitzvah to say Shazman Grama. He quotes a tshuva in the Har Tzvi Simin Kuf Yud Ches. But he wants the taina also that Lecha Ayrach should never be mitzvah to Shazman Grama, because just like the Turi Evan writes that women are chayavas and mikra bikurim, even though mikra bikurim is only min hachag ad hachanukah, no? Right? You don't make mikra bikurim after Chanukah. So it would seem to mitzvah say shazman grama. The answer is that no, that bikurim is not zman grama, because you just don't do it after Chanukah because the fruit is not around. So it could be that birkas ha'ilanos, even though if you hold it's limited to the time of Nisan, maybe the pshat is just because that's when the new fruits begin to bloom. If that's the mahalach, that's not zman grama for that reason, so then you have to really go back and question what we were saying earlier about people who live in the southern hemisphere. Right? Because that would mean that the bracha, if it's not zman grama, so if the fruits begin to blossom at any other time, if that's the mitzias and where you live, so then you should make the bracha at that point. Okay, so that's the first point I wanted to discuss, which is the bracha of Birkas Ha'ilanos. Yes?
You mentioned, just briefly, in the Orla and I'm curious, what do we do, like, the Eretz Yisrael, or my tree, so people aren't trying to Shemitah, or maybe, like, the
right, so again, so fruits during Shemitah, you're allowed to get Hana. Adam, you're supposed to get Hana from those trees during Shemitah, no?
That's, yeah,
meaning, but in terms of the bracha, you totally think you can for sure make the bracha, even if it's your free, even if it's your field, I can for sure make the bracha, because taka's supposed to be, taka's supposed to be mine. So again, we pass in that Meshomer Me'ikradin is Mutter Bahana, it's Machlokes Rashi Rabbein Natam, the end of Yevamos. We pass in Meshomer is Nevar, and Meshomer we pass in is Mutter. Yeah, the Pashta says you should make the bracha even there. It's Israel this year. I don't think that's such an issue. The next topic I want to talk about is that you're not supposed to buy meat for Pesach. You shouldn't buy meat for Pesach. If you buy meat, you should say, I'm buying meat for Yontif, I'm buying meat for Chag HaMatzos, I'm not buying meat for Pesach. There is a discussion that maybe you should not buy anything for Pesach. I have a delivery coming later today. I have all my dry goods coming. I have my sugar and I have like some spices. It's gonna, all my Pesach stuff is coming later today. Right? Am I allowed to say it's my Pesach stuff or not? So this really depends on a Gemara in Pesachim Nun Gimel and the way Rashi and Tosfos understand that Gemara. Pesachim and Gimel tells me, I'm Rabbi Yehuda Marav, I'm not allowed to say Basar Zala Pesach, but Nation Nira, Kimakdish Behem Tov, Ochel Kachim Bachutz. I'm not allowed to say the meat is for Pesach, because that looks like it's a carbon. Rav Papa says that this is only true about Basar, Bachiti, wheat, I'm allowed to say that I am Mintar Lepischa Ka'amar. When they say that the wheat is for Pesach, what I mean is that the wheat is being protected from chimot, the wheat is for Pesach in that sort of way. Now, what's the pshat in this Gemara? The Gemara basically distinguishes between chitim, which I'm allowed to say it's for Pesach, but meat, I cannot say it's for Pesach. So Rashi writes that the iser is because people think there's kedushas domim on the meat. That's why Rashi writes in Maseches Pesachim Nun Gimel. Chitim, it doesn't look like there's kedushas domim, because everybody knows that the chitim, you mean that I am giving it special guarding. I'm guarding it more in a more protective way. But according to Rashi, by meat, there is a concern that's Kedushas Damim. Tosis disagrees with Rashi. And Tosis says that the din is not a din of Kedushas Damim, but it's that people are going to think that it's Mamish Kachin, that you're makdish the meat, where the meat comes from an animal which had Kedushas Haguf. So this is Machlokes Rashi and Tosis, whether we're talking about a din of Kedushas Damim. Again, Kedushas Damim means that I designate this item, it belongs to the Mikdash will sell it and get money to use it. Kedushas Haguf means that the item itself will be used. According to Tosis, that the issue is Kedushas Haguf. So the Gemara is only discussing stuff that could potentially be used in the Mikdash, no? Meat is used in the Mikdash. Wheat, I have carbon mincha. Yechves, maybe wine, right? There's Kedushas Haguf. It's a discussion about the Eitzim. There's a carbon Eitzim, right? Eitzim Tzarech Eitzim. That's a lashon of the Gemara in Menachos. That there's a carbon Eitzim. The wood itself might have Kedushas Haguf. But other stuff that's not Shayach to have Kedushas Haguf, according to Tosis, it doesn't apply at all. So if I buy my sugar, according to Tosis, there's no issue bichlal. Like kiko sa'ar v'chol devash lo taktiru. Torah says you're not allowed to have sugar in the mikdash. No, sugar is usar on korbanos. According to Rashi, that the iser is out kedushas damim. So the chora, the iser should extend to everything. That's l'cha'ayra, what should emerge. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Does the iser extend to any item, or does the iser only extend to those stuff which could potentially be brought on the mizbeach, so or be brought in the mikdash?
What? So
the Gemara says wheat is not a problem because deminta lepiska kamar. That when I say wheat, I use the lashon pesach. Everybody knows I'm giving it special guarding. But other stuff that special guarding isn't shayich. Most stuff is not a problem. But if it's those items that are shayach as Kedushas Haguf items, potentially those are a problem. According to Rashi, l'cha'ora, the scope of the Iser is much greater. It applies to anything which could be Kedushas Damim. And l'cha'ora, that means everything. What's the story, though, about if I say I'm buying meat for Pesach? Does the meat taka become asr b'hanah? So you're shaking your head, no. But if you look in the Magen Avraham, in Simin Tov Samach Tes, the Magen Avraham, Taina, as he quotes in the Bach, that if you say basr zeh l'Pesach, it mamish becomes asr b'diyeved to eat it. So you got to be very careful when you go shopping for meat. You're not buying meat from Pesach. According to the Bach, it becomes Aser Behana. The Taz and the Shach say that it's not Aser B'Dieved. The Magen Avraham writes that in German, where the expression that people use is that I'm buying it Al Pesach, not Le Pesach. Again, I don't know. Can you help me with the German over here? Now, apparently in German, the way people would buy the meat is they say, buying it al Pesach, not le Pesach. The German expression was. That's what the Magen Avraham writes.
Did you say the Shach?
What?
Did you say the Shach?
He quotes at the Shach on the Taz, says it's mutter b'diyeved. Ayin yeridei yasimin, hey?
Huh? The
Shach where? Yeridei yasimin, hey? Right? That this issue comes up tangentially. And the Shah says it's going to be mutter b'diyeved. Again, I'm not exactly sure what the German is.
Does he quote the German?
What?
Does he quote the German? I don't know.
He doesn't quote the German, no. He just says, in Lashon Ashkenaz, shenohagin lomar basar zeh al Pesach, leka kpeido. I don't know. Lemaisa, lahalacha, the Mishnah Brura writes, that if you say that the meat is le Pesach, b'diyeved, it doesn't become a problem. That's what the Mishnah Berurah paskins. The Alter Rebbe in his Shulchan Aruch though says that it's going to be Osir, even B'diyeret. So you got to be very careful. According to Rashi, that's Kedushas Domim Limizbeach. It's not Shaykh that's going to be Osir B'Hanoha. Right? It's not Shaykh that's going to be Osir B'diyeret. Because let's say I have Kedushas Domim, I could just be Poydayet. Kedushas Haguf, I can't be Poydayet. So it's not Shaykh that's going to be Osir B'diyeret according to Rashi. According to Tosis's Mahalach, so then it is Shaykh that's going to be Osir even B'diyeret. One of the Hashgachas, the Kedasya Hashgacha in London, their food does not say kosher with Pesach. It says kosher al Pesach. That's the way they write it. Again, that's based on that Magen Avraham who's writing some sort of German, which even Tzufi doesn't know what it means. Huh? KJ also says kosher al Pesach. It could be. I haven't paid that much attention. Ken Stein. It could be. This, I think, is some of the yes. Kedushas, no, but I think the issue is if I look at an animal, it could, if I buy a piece of meat in the store, it could be that there was Kedushas Haguf on the animal, and then I chop the animal up, and maybe this piece of meat still has Kedushas Haguf.
Because the question is only when you're about to slaughter them. You shouldn't slaughter the animal and say this is.
But even when I buy the meat, if I said it is kosher lepesach, maybe I'm saying that this animal was kosher lepesach before, and then they just chopped it up. Or I say buster's at lepesach. What I'm saying is that this meat, right? This by the way makes it to the seder also. When I say pesach shayu avosin the uchlim, we don't say pesach zeh. Right? We say matzah zeh marah zeh. Did I answer your question?
I don't think that's how question works.
No. You don't think that that works?
I don't know.
Okay, so again, some communities have the nusach that they say that it's kosher al Pesach, not kosher with Pesach. I want to talk briefly about Mois Chitim. The first halacha in Shulchan Aruch is that you're supposed to give Mois Chitim. Mois Chitim appears in Hilchos Pesach. You would think that it should make it in Hilchos Tzedaka. There's an obligation to give Tzedaka. So there's an obligation to give Tzedaka different times a year. We have to give different Tzedakas. So I give Chitim before Pesach. The fact that it makes it the Hilchos Pesach, Rabbi Tzal Zsolti has in his Sefer Mishnas Yaivet Simen Zayin, he thinks that this indicates that the mitzvah is not a regular din of tzedakah, it's a din in Hilchos Pesach. An example of that is the fact that the Mechaber writes that if you've lived in the town for 12 months, you're mechayev Mos Chitim. And if you've been a Ani who's lived in the town for 12 months, you're eligible to receive Mois Chitim. In Hilchos Tzedaka, in Yerideya Reishnun, the halacha is based on 30 days, not based on 12 months. So you get the impression that this din is somewhat different than the regular din of Tzedaka. You also, so what's this din based on? If it's not a regular din of Tzedaka, what exactly is it based on? So Rav Zsolti has a suggestion that the Rambam writes in Perek Vav of Hilchos Yontiv that the mitzvah of Yontiv is that you're supposed to sit down and have the aniyim and the dalim together with you. If a person has a meal on Yontiv without the poor people with him, so ein zeh simchas mitzvah ala simchas hakeres, the Rambam writes, it is simply enjoying the food. It's gustatorial pleasure, rather than the simcha that comes from the mitzvah. The Rambam has strong expressions to this effect. The Rambam writes, it's really, you're supposed to be misameach the aniyim. So says Rav Zsolti, maybe the nature of the mitzvah Mois Chitim is that for me to fulfill my mitzvah of Pesach, I have to be misameach acherim. Now, if that's the pshat, though, I don't like this pshat very much, because then I should have a mitzvah of Mois Chitim, I should have Mos Lulav also. and most cheesecake also, right? By the Gimel Regalim, I should have a mitzvah of giving ma'os for whatever the mitzvah of that yontiv is, right? Give extra money for the cheesecake. So I think for some reason, this mitzvah is a mitzvah specifically for yontiv, the yontiv being Pesach. Why? What's the pshat? So I would argue that we have to deal with another question. Why is it that the mitzvah is ma'is chitim? I give wheat to the ani. No? I give money to people who are going to buy wheat and give the wheat to the ani. Why wheat? Why don't you buy him a matzah? Right? Matzah l'cha'or, if you want mekarev hana'aso, so then you can get the hana'a from the matzah itself. So I saw Rebbe Yochum Dvorkis. He's a shy chef that gave me the Sefer years ago. He's a very big Talmud Chacham. So Rebbe Yochum Dvorkis in his Sefer argues that since the Rush writes, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that there's a hiddur that you're supposed to bake the matzah yourself. It says that the Rush himself would be mishtadal ba'afiyas ha-matzah. So therefore, I want to give people an opportunity to do the mitzvah b'hidurah. So I'm giving the ani chitim, let the ani do the mitzvah b'shleimusa. Let the ani do the mitzvah the proper way, which means with the exertion, etc. That's one mahalach. Now, this, of course, would be relevant lahalacha. Azoi. You know, mo's chitim. So I give money, but in hilchos tzedakah, there's a din of de machsoro. I give the person whatever the person is missing. Let's say I have a brisker who fell on hard times. Brisker matzah could cost like $60 a matzah, no? This stuff is mamish, like worth its weight in platinum. Forget about gold. Right? That's brisker matzah. So you have a din of hilchos tzedakah. So de machsoro tells me, give him what he used to have. Right? That's a din in Hochos Staka, de machsoro. If it's a din ma'is chitim, so then one could say it in different ways. It could be that I'm supposed to give you chitim, and you could figure out how you want to deal with it. If you want to take your chitim and make a brisker matzah, by all means. You want to take your chitim and make a regular matzah, by all means. It could be also that this is some sort of proof to a chakira that many of the achrayim have. When I give tzedakah for someone to perform a mitzvah, right, the din is, let's say, that an ani is shoal al hapsachim v'neiris chanukah. So the community has a responsibility to give neiris chanukah to somebody. Right? That's the din. Do I assume that you follow the ikar hadin, neir ishu beisel, the community gives you one candle, or is there chiyuv in the community to give you a hiddur mitzvah, right? That the eighth night of Chanukah, right, every member of the family, let's say, lights 8 candles, right? Mahadrim, mahadrim, and hamahadrim. Is that the pshat? It's not really abundantly clear to what extent the mitzvah of tzedakah applies. If the din of giving wheat is because I want the person to get the hiddur mitzvah of, like, the rush, the hiddur mitzvah of sweating over athias hamatzis, so then you could have some sort of indication, at least over here, you're supposed to give a person hiddur mechudr dik matzah. Right? So in our communities, we don't give wheat. Our communities, we give matzah, no? In the Jewish Community Council here in the Heights, we distribute matzah. We don't distribute wheat. Should we be distributing really expensive matzah? So if the pshat in giving the chitim is to get the hiddur mitzvah, so maybe at least for ma'is chitim, you're supposed to give the really expensive brisker matzahs. If somehow it's a din in hilchos tzedakah, so in hilchos tzedakah, maybe there's a din of dei machsoro. If it's a din of being misameach the person, that for me to fulfill the mitzvah, I need the aniyim to also have some sort of simcha to be around the table. So then, yishla ayin, Right? Would he get happy if he's at a seder that has non-prisker matzahs? Right? You have to try to process all of this. You have to process all of this together. My understanding is that the reason why Mois Chitim is more of a deal by Pesach than it is by any other yontiv is because the entire yontiv of Pesach is about chesed. The yontiv of Pesach is about chesed, I know because Targum Unklus tells me. How do you translate the word Pasach Hashem al HaPesach? So anyone who says Passover never read Unklus, because Unklus writes V'chamal. Unklus understands that Upasach means HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Rachmanus. The yontiv of Pesach is a yontiv of Rachmanus. The Vilna Gaon comments, or I should say it like this, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Baraditchev asked the kasha, how come in parlance we call the yontiv Pesach when Pesach is technically the 14th of the afternoon when they shech the carbon? How come we don't in parlance talk about Chag HaMatzis? The answer is I want to speak about the chesed that Rabbi Nishlan did for us. Chag HaMatzis is what we did. Pesach is what Rabbi Nishlan did. Everyone should talk about the other person. The Vilna Gaon has a comment that when the Pesukim speak about how each person would borrow Kalim from the Mitzvah before they left Mitzrayim, so the two Pesukim in the Torah, one Pesach is Rishonu Ish Mi Esri Ehu. The Gemara tells me in Bava Kama that Re'ehu is only a Yisrael, and Akam is not Re'ehu. So what does that mean? How are they borrowing from another Jew? I thought the Jews don't have anything. The Teretz is of the Gaon. Again, this Sefer is one of the Gaon's from Chumash, which the Beis Din and Vilna said you shouldn't learn because it didn't come out b'chayim and it might not be accurate and stuff like that. But like that, there is a Liala Taira says that first I would borrow Kalim from the Mitzvah, then I would give the Kalim to somebody else. What's the Pshat in that? I'll tell you the Pshat. The Pshat is because Klal Yisrael, when we're Avodim, one of the things that Eved doesn't have the ability to do is to do chesed. What's his name? Primo Levi was killed in Auschwitz. He writes that the law of the lager is that you eat your own bread and you steal your friend's bread. No one did chesed in the camps. You can't do chesed. Elie Wiesel talks about this also. He talks about how his father did chesed to him. He gave him a spoon right before he died. Right? The father gives his son the spoon. No one did chesed in the camps. When we're avodim, we can't do chesed. But now that we're free, we have the ability to do chesed. That's why we begin to say there with halach ma'anyam. We're finally able to do chesed. And that's why I'd say Mois Chitim is so much a part of the yontiv of Pesach, because the mitzvah is to do chesed before the yontiv of Pesach, because that is at the core of what the yontiv is. Have a great day.